And welcome, ladies. Welcome to Walking the Way of the Goddess. This is Hillary Nichols, and I'm sitting here looking out my studio window in California at the last rays of the sunset on the clouds above, and they are rosy pink and violet, and the sky is going from that gorgeous aqua blue to a midnight azure blue. Deep breath. First of all, I really want to acknowledge you for giving yourself this a nurturing space. All of you have shared with me one of your heart's desires that you want to focus on for 90 whole days, and not very many people do this. You know, we all know that giving ourselves the opportunity and the time to focus on something we love consistently is a very big deal, and that our time is a really precious commodity. Our attention, which is like the ray of the sun of our awareness, is the most precious commodity there is. And what you have your attention on is what you are giving your love to and what you are giving your life force energy to as well. So I'd really like to welcome and acknowledge you for answering the call to one of the desires of your heart. That you've chosen to make this a priority is pretty exciting because we have an incredible circle of very powerful women, and this is a very fertile space for co-creating. So I'd like to invite you to rest into it and receive the support and healing energy that's available here. This is a very sacred, collaborative space. There are 17 of us. And in most tarot and numerology, that's the energy of the light of the stars. So I love that. How perfect is that? I love the image of the guiding star for us. And it brought to mind, you know, the Disney signature song, When You Wish Upon a Star, which has everything to do with the inspiration for getting in touch with your dreams. So I'm very honored to be your guide for the journey. And I look forward to sharing some really fun practices and techniques with you. You know, I've studied a lot over many years, and I can't possibly count how many. But I have gone through and carefully selected the ones that I feel are not only very simple and powerful, but really fun to practice. And my criteria is that they feel good to the body and that they wake up the connection between our spirituality, our heart's intelligence, and our sacred sensuality, which is absolutely vital for reclaiming feminine radiance. For women of any age, it's also essential for the creative process that we're going to be doing. So this is the heartbeat, ladies. This is what really jazzes me, to be part of the shift in bringing in sacred feminine energy into a modern context. It's really been so missing in our culture and all around the world for thousands of years of more patriarchal dominance in religions, science, or medicine. We've been missing goddess wisdom and connection to nature in just about every area of life. So these techniques and tools, the classes, they build upon each other as we go. And if not every one of them is your cup of tea, please don't worry about it. You know, you might try it once or twice and then just let it go, because this is not homework. It's my intention that the journey be creative play and that this be a nurturing space where we can relax and receive. So let's make a conscious connection with ourselves and the group energy. All right, so let's start with our breathing. Let's start with three breaths. Wherever you're sitting or laying, get yourself comfortable. And let the chair or the couch or the bed just have your weight on the exhale. Take a breath. And drop in to your core, the center of peace. And really let what's holding you have the weight of your body. Just feel the enjoyment of being supported. Another deep breath in. Breathe deep into the belly. Okay, we got a little noise on the line. Somebody's unmuted. Let me see what I can do here. Hey, Al, hold on. Unmute is on. Okay. Okay, that's... Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, we can still hear you. Okay, hold on. Okay, we got you muted. So let's just go back to our breath. Take a breath in. And drop into that center of peace. And on the exhale, just come in for a landing right where you are. And feel yourself being held on the exhale. Really sink into the support of whatever you're sitting or laying on. Go limp into it on the exhale, just like the air is going out of a balloon. And when you breathe in, really fill the belly. Take a deep breath, filling the pelvis and the belly and up into the solar plexus. And exhale, letting out a little sound. Now you're all muted. You can do that. And then next inhale, bring the energy up the bottoms of your feet. It's like you're opening your feet to Mother Earth to receive her energy into your body. So as you breathe, open the feet. Breathe that support, nurturing energy up through the legs and into the pelvis and the belly. And exhale. And once again, up through the bottoms of the feet. Just as far up the body as feels comfortable with the wave of your breath. Never force anything. Just ride the wave of your breath. We're getting present. We're practicing connection with the earth energy right now, and we're bringing ourselves into a space where we can feel the support that's here. Relaxation is a response to being supported. So just now feel your back and shoulders also supported, your neck and head. Let your arms relax and open, palms open. Now call in the light of a star or the sun like a ray through the top of your head. And bring that in through the center of your body. Just let it shine right through on the inhale. Just like standing under a waterfall of light just rinses through the brain just like it was a sponge. And down through the face, relaxing the jaw, bathing the eyes and the ears and nose, your whole neck and head, throat. You might want to rock the neck open and breathe. And down into the heart. Let the waterfall pool into the heart. Hear that deep bubbling sound. And let it flow down the arms and out the hands. Let it pool and fill in the heart. Breathing in, filling up to the brim, and then spilling over to wash down through the solar plexus and the spine, down through the belly and pelvis. There's another pool there. Let the pelvis pool, fill and fill on the breath. Brimming over, spilling over, Down the legs, out the feet. Ha. Ha. Wonderful. Now that connection that you can feel to Mother Earth connects also to the light of the heavens through the body. That's what we are as human beings. We're like a bridge for heaven and earth connect. And both these two currents run through our bodies all the time, though we're not always aware of them. There's this upward movement up from the earth, up through the body, and up to the heavens. That's a transcendent current. We're being lifted up. And then there's an embodiment current that comes from the heavens and through the body and down and out to earth. That's, you could call it the birthing current or the embodiment current. These two energies dance and play in our bodies. And when they have a chance to flow freely through all the energy centers in our body, it's an exquisite feeling. So we'll be practicing some of these techniques as we go along. But I just wanted to get us present and here and in the flow. Ah, okay. I'd like to start with an overview, an orientation that will help you get the most out of this course. I talked a lot about choosing a heart's desire, and some of you already have or you have an idea of where you're going, what you want to put your focus on for 90 days, and some of you are still, you know, deciding between one or two and something's emerging. Wherever you are is perfect in the process, always, at every stage and every class, exactly where you are, whatever you're bringing is perfect for that moment. So I want to talk a little bit about the heart's desire and the word desire, which has gotten a very bad rap. You know, it's gotten a bad rap because it has been used synonymously with endless seeking and the cravings of addiction. And the craving for more, more, more of things we don't really need and that don't fulfill us, things that take us away from our spiritual connection. And actually, the word itself has a Latin root. And I found this in the dictionary. The Latin root desire, await what the stars will bring. I like that definition. I'm subscribing to that definition because that means that your heart is whispering to you through this desire what your soul wants to experience. And of course, I want to support that. And I'd love to help you discover more about that. And we will be. Okay, then there's another term which I've been throwing around on the emails that I'd like to define, empowered feminine radiance. What is that? So I'd like to define that for you. Okay, empowered feminine radiance. That's actually a byproduct. It's a side effect of empowered feminine manifestation. So I'm going to go back to manifestation first. And let's see how radiance ends up being a byproduct of that. Okay, so feminine manifestation. First, there's a desire in the heart that's calling for your attention, right? It can be experienced as a tug or a longing or kind of a warm feeling. We can sort of drop into this in kind of a daydream sort of wishing and wanting. And that puts our desire out in the future. So, I got a dog barking on the line. Just a sec.
Oh, then that must be me, Hillary. I must not be muted.
Yeah, I have the mute on.
Is there something I can do?
Try pressing star 6.
Oh, wait. Sorry, they're barking.
Try pressing star 6.
Wait, let me see if I can press mute. Okay, I'm going to press mute on my phone.
Okay, great. That worked. Okay. All right, so empowered feminine manifestation. The desire in the heart calls for your attention, and then if we ignore that long enough, it can show up as tension, right? It can start off as sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling. It can turn into a tug or a pull, and then it can also start, you know, this unfulfilled yearning. If we ignore it, it ends up showing up as tension or discomfort or as a body symptom. And it's calling for you to listen to it, right? So all body symptoms are asking for some attention of some type, and some are connected to our heart's desires, which is like our soul's calling card. So starting with desire and moving into vision, the vision of what you want, right? The desire is like calling for the attention. The ray of attention is like a flashlight that shines on the vision, which could just be a feeling, intuition, or a nudge in a direction. So let that be wherever that is right now in the process for you. So next, there's connecting with the energy of the vision, right? Before that's manifest, when you're just wishing upon a star and you're dreaming about something you want, you are literally connecting with the energy of that experience, that person, or that place or thing, right? So a soulmate energy, or your art, like the book that's calling for you to write it, or your highest level of vitality, you know, renewed health, regeneration, or even a place. I've had places call to me. Before I moved to Carmel Valley, I had was taking my boards and chiropractic, and I was laying outside in the sun behind my parents' house. And I just got this incredibly strong calling to come to Carmel Valley. It literally came to me, called to me. It felt like it was coming through the trees, like the trees from Carmel Valley were calling through the trees in Silver Mine, Connecticut. There was no way I could not answer that call. It was so strong. It was like your tribe is waiting for you. Come. And I literally felt like if there was no gravity, I would lift off the ground and fly across the country and stick to Carmel Valley. It was that strong. Now, guidance isn't always that strong. Sometimes it's like a nudge or a whisper. And if we don't pay attention to that very, very subtle nudge, if we kind of push it away, like, oh, that's probably not it, and I'm not going to really entertain that, it's sort of like sweeping it under the rug. The rug gets really lumpy, you know, and then we can't really feel or find anything. We're sort of feeling around in the dark at all these sort of lumps, trying to determine, you know, what to do or where our buried treasure is. So in this course, we're going to uncover some of that buried treasure and hold it up to the light. That's what it's there for. Okay, also there's grounding the form. Once you have the vision and you're connected to the energy of it, then there's bringing it through, which is a form of birth, right? It's the same as birth. We are actually midwifing each other in this group for 93 days. So just imagine having your loving attention on a gem that you've recovered from your heart and shining the light of your spirit on that gem, the brilliance, the radiance, and then being guided by that for the creation, for the birth of this form, which, you know, will surprise you. I mean, the form of this course surprised me. I'll tell you the truth. I was going another direction, and then in talking to all of you ladies and other ladies, I was like, whoa. There's a wave here, and the wave we're riding is very much up in the collective consciousness. Christiane Northrup's new book, Ageless Goddess, is coming out in mid-February, and it's exactly, you know, surfing on the edge of the crest of this wave with a lot of beautiful science and a lot of stuff to back up, you know, what we're doing with across the board, the support for this is rising, which wasn't always true. You know, we've had this patriarchal dominance for a very long time, literally thousands of years. And so we can celebrate that this is coming back. We're born into a time where we can embody this shift and give a gift to the world by walking the way of the goddess. So grounding the form is like a birth, helping each other midwife that, coaxing each other, supporting each other with our creative process. Then there's, once this is coming out, like some of you have been emailing me your gorgeous photographs and oil paintings and watercolor paintings, I can't tell you what a joy it is to receive insights in your creative process. And I've read some of the things you've written, and or you've told me about unfolding, you know, better communication in relationship, this sort of thing. It's really exciting to me. So thank you for all that feedback. So, we're going to be receiving this form, right? Just like you receive the baby. There's the receiving. In this case, it's the enjoyment of the experience of expressing yourself, right? You're bringing something through you. And just like a child, it has its own life. And it's an honor to have this beautiful form come through you for your experience, to share the experience with whatever it is. You know, I'm honored to lead this class. Very much so. You are a circle of incredibly powerful, very creative women, and there's a high intent here. And so I'm very excited to facilitate this incredible group. Okay. Let me take a breath and All right. I want to talk just a little bit about the shift between what has been so predominant in the culture and what's coming in, what we're giving birth to. All right, for the last, oh my goodness, at least 5, if not 7,000 years of human history, we've been developing and evolving our sense of individuality. We've been developing our brain and nervous system in such a way that the forebrain has made the shape of our skull change. We have these round heads now, you know, that are different. We our foreheads, you know, are concave, not convex. And with all that comes some amazing abilities. The ability to self-reflect, which is huge, to think about ourselves, yes? And also the ability for complex language and use of tools. It's the ability to abstract and externalize and create external forms, a lot of that. That coupled with this little teeny peanut-sized part of the brain, the left hemisphere, which is just above the ear, that's the storytelling part of the brain. And when you can self-reflect and tell a story about it and have this imagination and then create something, that's some powerful juju. That's wonderful. The only thing is, the pendulum has swung so far out in the abstract and the external and in the left hemisphere, which is the masculine side of the brain. The emphasis in our attention in that and those brain centers for thousands of years have caused this amazing technological advances, and yet they've also caused an incredible disconnect with our bodies and with nature and with qualities of beauty. If you take a picture of cities from the air that were built in a haphazard, fast, throw-it-up fashion like L.A., you take a picture of the L.A. freeway system from the air, it looks like a cancer cell because it's isolated and cut off, and it's very haphazard. It was erected very fast and not in the flow with the rest of the whole, which the feminine on the right side of the brain, it takes into account this connectedness with the whole tribe. It's a collective energy. That's why micro-lending in these poverty countries is so working so well, because the women are in charge of the money and they know how to steward and distribute the resources for the good of all. And so Okay, so no male bashing here. I love men, and there's lots of men who are very heart-centered and spiritually connected to their feminine side. And we all need to balance both the masculine and feminine sides of ourselves. But we're waking up something which has been literally suppressed, especially for women in midlife, you know, past the ability to produce children. There has been this huge cultural harangue about our value and also measuring our beauty. And the quality of our lives is very affected by this background noise that is not supportive. So I'm taking a stand for that, for all of us, for you and I. And part of the way I'm doing that is helping women turn their lights back on. If your dimmer switch is going down at any age, I mean, young women have this problem a lot, very young women. If that's happening, if you're not staying connected to your sensuality, or even more important than that is connecting the sensuality to the heart center and to the spiritual center. So we're going to be doing some really fun exercises that connect the three main centers in the body and have them line up and start to flow together, and you can really feel the energy there. There's also going to be, March 10th, I'm interviewing a woman who is a Taoist sexologist, and she's going to be sharing with us three pearls of wisdom from the Tao tradition regarding our waking up our sensuality. So I can't wait for you to hear her. That's on a Tuesday. I'll be doing a live interview with her, and if you can't make it, of course, all recordings are sent to you. So I'm looking forward to sharing her work with you. Her name is Willow Brown. She's an acupuncturist in Santa Cruz and a new friend of mine, and she's a beautiful, beautiful woman inside and out. All right, enough of what was. Let's talk about what is now and what is possible. And, you know, the sky is certainly not the limit for what's possible for us. What I want to talk about tonight and what I want to bring the first practice to is this wave of the breath as it moves through the body. I just created a little video for you, which will be there tomorrow in the members page. There'll be a video and also a handout, which you can download and fill out. And it takes you through an exercise, which you can do any time of day. And I do it in the morning. I do it really almost every single morning when I wake up. When I very first wake up, I do this exercise. And you'll see it on the video. I'll guide you through it. Basically, I'll tell you now, it has to do with starting your day in this flow, fully connected through the body, spirit, heart, and sensuality. The center of creation in the human body for women is the pelvis. And we have gotten so disconnected from our pelvic energy. It is a generator. It is sacred energy. It's called the sacrum for a reason. It's a sacred bowl that holds life. And it also holds the energy that we use to create now any form of life. It's also a key to our vitality and health. So I show a very subtle exercise on the video, and you can watch that tomorrow. And I hope you enjoy that. For tonight, I want to talk about living in the flow and the river of life. It's my intention to hold space where each one of us can find the center current of our life stream. Most of you know the feeling of when we're in the flow. People call it being in the zone. We kind of feel carried along, and things just seem to line up for us, right? Well, the power of conscious commitment is itself a force. So if you are focusing on a heart's desire, something that you want to bring through you, You're calling in the energy of your own soul. You're calling in spiritual forces to flow through you for the conception and the pregnancy and the birthing of that form. And it's a sensual, enjoyable process. It's a lot of fun. The creative process is a blast. And we are dancing with feminine energies inside ourselves and masculine energies inside ourselves. They are partners in bringing this forward. In the Taoist tradition, the male energy is seen as structurally supportive, like the stem of the flower to the blossom. And the flower itself, open to the, receiving the light, issues this beautiful essence, this perfume, and this beauty into the world. It's a blessing. And the flower is the sexual organ of the plant. It's highly creative, and it's mesmerizingly beautiful. Yes, we just see flowers, and your spinning mind will stop when you gaze into a flower. Yes? So tonight I would like to just settle in and do a little guided meditation to get us in the flow, and to also to get us connected with each other in the flow. All right, so let's once again drop into your core, take a breath, and you, if you have a journal next to you, great. There could be a little sharing time for sharing after this exercise. So take a breath and drop into your center, into your core. And call in the river of your life. This is your life force. So imagine that you could be laying on the side of a river or on a large rock in the middle of a river, whatever feels right to you. Breathe in alignment with the current of the river. And for these purposes, have the current flowing from the top of the head down through the body, okay, and out the hands and feet. So this is the river of your life, and you're just hearing the sound, the music of the water as it flows over the stones, the rocks. Bubbling sound or a rushing sound. You know, when you dangle your feet in the river, they just, the pull, you know, they just feel the pull into the current. So wherever you place yourself, you need to feel safe to enjoy this ride. Just place yourself in alignment where you can feel the flow. And energetically bring yourself closer and closer to the center current, where it's the smoothest, where it's completely aligned. If you were on a little raft or a tube, you'd be flowing. So you can put yourself on one of those if that works for you. Get taken for the ride by the river of your life. And relax into the current. You know, make the weather, whatever feels most benign and friendly, and the speed and the flow and the depth, everything is there supporting you. The riverbanks hold the channel for this flow. That's Mother Earth holding your life force as you flow. Right? And the light of the sun is dancing on the water. Right, that shimmer, those dancing diamonds. It's just, you look at that light reflection, it's so bright, like light off a mirror. Just feel the connection both with being held in the channel by the mother, Mother Earth, and the light of the heavens dancing off the water and warming your body. And the power of this very friendly, benign, supportive current, which knows its way and you're in surrender to that and trust to that, like being held right in the mother's arms. Now, all of us have these individual life streams, and imagine that they all connect into a central pool or ocean. And again, make that friendly to you if you like safe, shallow lagoons with calm. Make it so your entry into this ocean is friendly and welcoming and safe. Adjust the depth and the temperature, what feels right to you. Just feel the current of your life force connecting into the pool. And in that pool is all this unlimited potential, creative potential. You can imagine children laughing and splashing and playing in this pool. There's a lot of freedom in the collective energy to explore, to express, to communicate, to share this creative current. Feel the buoyancy. You are uplifted. And just enjoy. There's a lot of free space. You know, it's not crowded. There's plenty of space. You can connect as you like, and you can just be with yourself as you like. And then come into a still point. There'll be a still point, a natural place of rest after all that flow. There's always a natural place of rest where the body likes to be still after it flows. And just enjoy the sensations in your body of that still point. At that point, the scene falls away. It may have already for you. You're just here. Your presence, your energy is here. Limitless, boundless, and free. Open to receiving a little gift, a nudge from your heart. You don't have to know what it is at all. It's like a little gem. It's pure creative energy, pure creative potential in this gem. And just tuck it in your heart. We don't even need to know the form, but just let it expand through the body and breathe. See how great it feels just to rest in this spaciousness. Right, we don't need form for that long to enter the spaciousness. But we can play with it. And then we can let it go. It lets go of us at a certain point, and we're just present. Savor the sweetness of presence. Let your body savor it. Your cells are vibrating or tingling. Your resting and relaxing and letting go into it. It's happened to you, and it's a good thing because you're made of it. Maybe just slowly coming back to awareness of your body being supported by whatever you're sitting or laying on. And don't shift gears too quickly. If you're opening your eyes, keep them in a soft focus like a blur. If you have any movements, keep them fluid and slow motion, flowing. Just enjoy this in-between space. We don't often do this, right? Sometimes we're getting up from sleep or from meditating and we switch gears too quickly. So I'd love to help you discover more gears to flow in and to develop trust in the intelligence that's there in the flow carrying you in every gear, especially in the silence, spaciousness, to be able to drop in and let go in trust, and then to emerge, being present with your body and in the flow. And from this space, just see how your body feels, and just going to bring you one question to ask yourself. When I'm in the flow, what part of nature reminds me most of this feeling? It doesn't have to be water, but it can be. Where, however your body feels right now, what part of nature matches that feeling? The way to tell is, where would you feel at home right now in nature? It can be anywhere. And then what quality is there? Is it peace and groundedness, or are you light as a feather? Are you in the canopy of the trees, or are you laying on a rock by the river? This openness. Let yourself expand into it. The limits of our body are an illusion. The body is a vehicle. It's a temple. So let's flow through our bodies. Let's let the river of our lives flow through our bodies. To let your own life force and carry you where you need to be. It speaks to your heart, it speaks to your intuition, it speaks to your gut, and it's time to wake up the pelvis. It speaks to our sacred sacrum. Put a hand on your lower belly. Let's take a deep breath, filling the lower belly. Bring your pelvis into this experience. Bring that spaciousness or that groundedness or that flow all the way down through and into the pelvis. That sacred bowl will hold some of this energy. It's like filling a reservoir for you. Yeah, breathe and fill your reservoir in the pelvic bowl. Just fill it up and fill it up. Just imagine thirsty for this energy wherever you are, right? If it's the forest floor, if it's the trees, if it's the mountains or the river, wherever you are, fill your reservoir and ground there. Beautiful. Bring some up to the solar plexus. Make sure you feed yourself, nurture your digestive organs with it. Bring it up the back to the kidneys under the lower rib cage. Your adrenals sit on top of the kidneys. Make sure your adrenals get a deep drink of this energy. You can linger there and really fill and open your back to breathe. And then it rises up to the heart, bathing your heart with this beautiful energy, filling the reservoir there, down across the shoulders, underneath the shoulder blades, down through the arms and out the hands. Another breath in, it comes up to the throat. Filling the throat, back of the head. The current's rising up now, embracing the lips, jaw, face, nose, eyes, back of the head, forehead, top of the head, every hair follicle. Deep breath. You may just want to be with that integration for a few minutes. And I'm going to remind you that this energy builds, right? Your reservoirs can become full and they can feed you all day from this source. And you can release blockages or debris from the body, things that are blocking the flow of this energy throughout your system. We're going to be doing a lot of different versions of this type of work. This is very general today. It's very fun. I love it myself. And there's some very specific things we're going to be learning as we go too that are very elegantly simple, easy to use, fun to practice for accessing our visions, for activating them, for nurturing them, and for growing them. Yes, and then receiving and celebrating them. That's the full cycle of feminine manifestation. Okay, coming back, opening your eyes. If it's kind of late on the app, your fingertips on your forehead, top of your crown, and over the heart, middle of the sternum, and your navel center. Just to be alert, wake up just a little. It helps to integrate. Tap your forehead, top of the crown, middle of the chest, or the middle of the sternum, and your belly button. You can do that with both hands, just two or three fingers. With a couple of breaths, just coming back. Great. So if you'd like to share what you do is, let's see, we're going to take you off of, here we go. Okay, now you're in the mode that I was hoping to have you in from the very beginning, which to share what you do is you press *6, and then you'll be prompted to press 1. And I'd love to hear about your experience. I'd love to hear how you felt and where you ended up in nature. What was meaningful for you? So this is, you press *6, and then you press 1 to get in the queue, and then I can call on you. So let's see if I can unmute here. All right, let's see. right, I think I have it. Just a sec. All right. Last four digits. Let's see. Last four digits, 3041. 3041. Are you there? Last four digits, 3041. You can press star 6 and then 1. Okay, I am learning a new system, ladies, so I apologize if you're trying to share and you're not getting on the line. I will have this figured out by our second class. It is a new system for me. So I apologize if you're not able to. I hope, as long as you're able to hear me, that's important, but I'd love to be able to hear you and your experience. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to telling you about what's available in the course and where to find your course materials and things like that. Okay, so in the course, there's a members page. You got an email with a link to a members page, yes? So tomorrow, at some point, there will be a video and a handout in the members area. So you can click on that anytime this week and do a follow-up exercise. And then there's a journaling sheet, which just gives you a few prompts. You can write a few phrases or write whatever you want. And that's just to help you integrate the practices. They get more specific on the videos. I'm able to show you visually and bring you through the processes step by step more so. So you'll find that in your members area tomorrow. And then also, if you would like, for those of you who like a private Facebook page, there is one, and I'll send you a link to that. And no, that's not everybody's cup of tea, and it was certainly not mine for the longest time until I took a course that had a private Facebook page, and people were posting their, you know, their creativity and their insights and a share and so on. So I do have that, and I will send you that link at some point tomorrow as well, probably by the end of the day. So if that's something you want to check in on and that's something that you enjoy sharing, then you can post, you know, photographs of your Nature Connect or your beautiful paintings or an insight that you got in the class. You can also email me, too, at hillarywellbeing@gmail.com. And when you email me, just, you know, just know that that's something I can share in the class, right? So unless it's, you know, mark it private, if it's private in all caps. If not, it would be something that I, you know, just your first name only and basically, you know, what state you live in and then the insight that you had. So just so you know, that's another way to communicate. All right, so we still have a little time left, and I am having a technical challenge, so I'm going to go back to another guided meditation. So as long as you can hear me, we're all good. Okay, so take a breath, and let's drop into the core of our bodies. And as you do that, you enter this spacious space. It's like it's a space of peace without any quantity. It's the quality of peace without quantity. There's nothing to measure. Right? In the very core of our beings, there's this very slender thread. And in the Vedic tradition, it's called the Sushumna. And this is a energetic connection that goes through your body from the top of your head, through the center of all your chakras, center of your body, and out through the root. It's your energetic core. And while it's nothing you could ever find on an X-ray, you can't find it in, you know, if you were having surgery, you wouldn't see it. just like you wouldn't see your chakras. It's, although it's very slender from the viewpoint of the body, the physical body, just like, you know, an acupuncture meridian would be very, very slender, the channel through which that energy flows. Once that space is contacted inside you, when you bring your attention to the very core and you enter this central channel, that's when you feel everything open up. Right? No longer inside it is completely open and spacious. Here's a very fun fact of new physics. We are, as we know from quantum physics, our bodies, the cells and the atoms that make up the cells, are spacious. They're mostly space. They're vibrating space. So I love to share things that kind of open the mind and are mind benders. And if you take, if you were to walk out on a baseball field with a baseball and place it in the very center of the diamond, let's call that the nucleus of an atom. Okay, the protons and neutrons, the size of the baseball, put it in the center of the diamond. And then look around you, and the perimeter of the entire stadium, that which you couldn't see from there, those would be where the electrons are dancing around. That's how much space there is inside an atom. So there's actually this miraculous space in every atom of our bodies, of course. And that's not even the subatomic going into the subatomic particles. It's even more space. So as human beings, we're having this experience of our bodies are solid and our lives look a certain way. When we enter into the creative potential of the core of our being, we have unlimited potential to tap. It's unlimited. I just wanted to share that. I'm going to try one more time to unmute. Right? I don't want to give up on this. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to turn... Okay, you are unmuted. If there's anyone who would like to share their experience, I'd love to hear it. Hello, callers. You're all quiet and shy. Press star 6. Oh, no, you should be mute. The mute is off. You should be able to share and try it.
Hillary, can you hear me? It's Myra.
Yes, I can hear you. Yay.
Okay, I just wanted to check in so you weren't in outer space. I have it on mute because I have dogs that are really loud in the background.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's my phone. The whole time you sounded a little quiet to me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm curious if other people had that experience.
I will ask for the feedback on that. And also I'll listen to the recording from the company I'm using and see if that is, on a low volume or something.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So does it sound kind of distant?
Well, when you started speaking a little louder a second ago, it sounded a little, it sounded louder.
Okay.
But I just had to strain, and then there were certain times during the guided meditations where I couldn't even quite hear. But I do have some background noise, so I could be unique. I just think it might be a good thing to ask other people.
All right, I will definitely ask, and also I'll look at the settings on my phone and all that kind of thing. My conference system is new to me, so. So were you able to follow in the guided meditation?
I was. There were just like a few things that I couldn't hear. You know, I was like, what did you say? I couldn't hear you when you found, I wasn't sure if it was your, like a packet or something that you put by your heart. You didn't have to know what it was. There was something that I couldn't understand.
Yeah. Okay.
There were a few things. There were just a few things that I couldn't quite hear because they just sounded a little faint and I just didn't
yeah.
hear them.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. I'm just curious, where did you end up in nature?
I ended up being a really tall, strong redwood tree, and I felt really like my roots spread out. I because you had all the like water flowing to the same source, you know, so there was that feeling of connected roots, and I was really aware of the earth, but just the strength, and it was sort of just the growing tall motion of the tree, almost like it was growing a little in like, you know, fast motion somehow, but just stretching to the sky. I don't know, it felt really beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm glad. All right. Thank you, Myra. Thanks for sharing. And I'm curious about people's experiences. So if callers are shy, they can also email me and let me know. It helps me develop the guided meditations. So thanks a lot.
I really enjoyed, since I'm the only one speaking right now, I really enjoyed all the guided meditations, even though I did have some, you know, kind of unavoidable distractions just because I'm home alone with the three dogs. But I really enjoyed them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was very nice. The hour went very fast.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Well, is there anybody else who'd like to share? Thank you, Myra. Anybody else who'd like to share their experience? Hopefully you're unmuted now, I think. You should
Hillary,
be unmuted.
Hillary, it's Martha. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. I wasn't sure. I was up in the city, and I came on the line 5 minutes after 6, so I wasn't sure the technology. But wonderful to come off the freeway, and Ireland is in place. Nature, of course, was for me the ocean.
Yeah.
And it was so wonderful, so calming and peaceful and very expansive. It was just an amazing, I could feel almost this incredible support from the ocean, and a sense of expansiveness and a sense of freedom, and I could just feel this energy flowing through my body.
Mm.
Thank you. It was really lovely.
Great. How was the volume for you, Martha? Could you hear me?
It was okay. I like you, when I go into a meditative state, I'm a little quieter. My voice is softer.
Yeah.
That may be a piece of it, but I have you on a speakerphone in my office, and I had the volume turned up. So
okay.
Yeah, but I was able to hear you. So.
I'll pay special attention to the how close I am to the phone and to speaker or during the guided meditations, because the volume of my voice will drop when I'm doing those. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Is there anybody else on the line who'd like to share?
Hi, Hillary. This is Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Good. I heard you beautifully all the way through. And I wound up in a meadow, and it was a feeling of a lot of sunlight and warmth and just kind of an innocence and openness. And I really appreciated how much that was a feeling in my body and, you know, really a part of me.
Mm.
So that was very powerful. And like the last caller, I had just kind of come home at the last minute and been very busy, so it was extremely luxurious to just let go into all this.
Wonderful. Talk about shifting gears, huh?
Yeah.
Right off the road and everything. Well, great.
Yeah, it felt very feminine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It's really important for those of us who want to embody these qualities, to have the nature connects, because our own bodies are nature. You know, they're made of the same elements that are on the planet. And, our blood chemistry, the chemistry of the plasma in our blood has the same constituents as the ocean itself. So we have the ocean inside us, You know, in an evolutionary sense, we came out of the ocean and we brought her with us. And we have this amazing symbiotic relationship with nature. When Myra was talking about the redwood trees and, you know, our breath, a tree is this amazing breathing apparatus. It collects light from the sun. It stores this solar energy with its chlorophyll, and it also, it breathes. Its exhale is our inhale, and the reverse is true. And actually, the shape of the tree is the reverse of the shape of our lungs. You know, our lungs are like upside-down trees.
Interesting.
And also, the opposite, the tree has this green chlorophyll, that's its blood, and we have the red, which is it's made red by iron, which bonds oxygen. Red and green are opposites. So there are these two breathing apparatuses that are in complete, like a yin and yang symbol. This is how all of nature is. It's symbiotic opposites dancing together, giving to one another, and a balanced giving and receiving. It's just phenomenal. As I was a student in chiropractic school and studying physiology, I would just swoon at the poetry of the body as I learned it. And I thought, wow, this is so divine. Everything, you know, in nature is partnered. Life is partnering with itself. So as we're coming back into empowered feminine manifestation, and being aware to tap into this power and being aware to ground it through the body and reclaim our pelvis and connect that up to the spiritual center, the light centers all the way through, we have this available. We don't have to think about it, analyze it. It doesn't have to sound as complicated as I just said it. It's happening. It's what nature does. So the more we're in the flow of life and the more connected we are to all the elements, this is happening within us, through us, for us, all around us, and by us as we participate in the flow of life. I mean, studying science was a mind blower to me, but that studying it didn't make it any less true. You know, discovering it with my mind didn't make it any less true. I just woke up to it, what was happening, what was there. And we're so used to, in this hyper-masculine culture, we're so used to leading with our minds, and we're so used to leading with willpower. You know, we've got this forebrain, you know, leading us like we think we know what we're doing. We're abstracting, trying to create. We've got the will behind it, and we've got our survivalistic ego who thinks it's separate, you know, driving this whole train forward, trying to, say, meet a goal. Anything you want to create in your lives, you do not create in isolation. You are not separate. And that kind of creation actually does not create beauty, does not create anything sustainable, and it will be a burnout. You know, the masculine part of us is burned out from pushing, striving, struggling, trying to roll the ball uphill pretty much by ourselves. And that's what's been promoted by our culture is this, you know, strong individualism. It only goes so far before it breaks down. And so now we've got the pendulum swinging and integrating. We're not going to go, you know, and avoid the masculine. We want to dance with both, with all these energies and all the elements of nature. And I'm just saying this and describing it so you'll get an idea of how powerful it is. When Myra talks about her redwood tree and the strength from it, she's not kidding. She's actually calling in that wood energy, which is part of the circuits of the body. I've learned this. You know, I studied acupuncture and many techniques that access these different elements. I know that wood energy in the body, it's part of you. You're seeing part of yourself. You're connecting with it. That wood energy, that fiber is so strengthening and so healing, and the rootedness is so grounding, so lovely. And the ocean, so expansive, you know, opens our consciousness to infinite possibility, and the innocence of the and sweetness of the meadow. This is real. There's actual healing going on in your cells as you practice these meditations. And only you tuning in through your intuition and being guided by your own spirit come up with the nature symbols that are right for each aspect. And it's an intuitive process, and it will unfold for those of you who are new to it to some degree. I think most of you have worked with me in classes, seminar sessions. I don't think there's anyone who hasn't. This gets even more and more powerful the more you work with it. And you really only need to bring your conscious focus to it for minutes a day for it to accumulate over time. So I'm going to recommend a suggested practice. You're going to see the video tomorrow. It'll be up there. You'll see how I wake up in the morning, how I do my conscious breathing exercise in the morning. That video is something like 8 minutes, and I'm talking through three of it, so it only takes me like 5 minutes to do this in bed before I get up, before I usually go to meditate. There's that suggested practice, and then to tune in to whatever nature symbol showed up for you today and just take yourself there once you focus there and bring yourself there. When you breathe it in, make sure you breathe it in through your whole body and fill up with it, especially in these three centers, the pelvic bowl, the heart, and the top of the crown to the forehead. Okay, these three really important centers. It really will cover all the bases. You know, all the chakras will be included. And I'll just describe the third center when I talked about the top of the head. You know, where the jewel is on the Buddha, between the eyebrows, if you were to go straight back in the center of the head. But the whole top of the crown, including the whole cap of the head, that's where the pituitary and pineal gland are, and that's the very powerful connection between the two. All right, I think that's enough for tonight. I so appreciate all of your loving attention, and I look forward to us doing a process. Next week, we're going to play with the wheel of life, and we're going to visit all these areas of our life to see what intention is percolating for the 90-day journey. So you may already have one, and that's great, but we're going to deepen that process next week. So I so appreciate it, and everyone, I guess you're all unmuted, so I'm just going to say blessings and good night. And who's ever on the line, if you'd like to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Bye.
And let me know how the volume was for all the rest of you, too, so I can make adjustments.
Please.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Ladies. I can't wait to talk to you next
you.
Week. I hope you enjoy the video. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Hillary.